What flavor poppy is that?
Poppy.
Cranberry? It's like Christmas.
Oh, that's the worst flavor poppy you can get. I'd never even seen it before.
The best is Lisa will get grape sometimes.
Oh, those so grape good. Ones are good. The it's oranges like are good.
Soda. Yeah.
Their Dr. Pepper one is good. It's called like Dr. Poppy or something. It's they're all pretty good.
Are we just
these
being...
are just the rebranded pops, right? That yes, they're pretending yes. like the, okay, the organ like trying to make it healthy pop, but it's just exactly. straight up pop.
Yeah, because at least it's like it's all natural, and I'm reading it the back, and it's like it does sound all natural, but then you get to like stevia, which is not natural at all. Yeah. It's like
also it's just straight up, just like when they said diet, it's like the same people saying Diet Coke is good for you because it's diet and there's no calories, not good for you.
No, it's got to be worse for you. The fact sure. that
well, I
no
think
calories.
Maybe because it has it doesn't have read, any of right, the other
let's hear
shit the,
let
it.
Me hear let's hear some nope. of these ingredients.
I want to say right. one thing before he says them. Poppies are just sodas. I use the word soda because I'm educated.
Pops, they're pops. No.
Okay. I use the word soda because I'm educated. They're just sodas with apple cider vinegar. That's all they do. They just add apple cider vinegar, which is like the standard like go-to organic.
Well, we're about
bullshit.
To find out.
This is good for your good for
I'm gonna,
your
health. Dennis, when you read that, I'm going to grab a Diet Coke in my fridge.
Yes.
And read the wait, ingredients.
That
okay,
sounds
I'll
way
be,
better.
Well, how about we... Okay. How can we make this a game?
Okay, hang on. Let me go grab one really quick because I have them.
Dennis
I guess
is
we'll
going to say he's going to list ingredients one by one, and we have to guess what type of pop it is.
Yeah, but won't you know that I'm the one that has the poppy? Kevin's the one
it
that
was
has.
It was a fucking joke. Yeah.
Oh,
I'm playing that game.
I'm still in Biden's America. For Trump's America, we can joke. Not
yeah.
Biden.
It's over.
Trying to no drinking at all.
Why? Because
just because it
Trump's America and he doesn't drink.
I realize more that like him. I've realized my number one priority in life to make me a happy person is sleep, and I don't sleep well if I drink.
I thought so you were going to say it's drinking, and I was like shaking my head in agreement because I was like, yeah, it is amazing. I love drinking.
No, sleep is like affects everything in my life, so I'm trying to prioritize that.
Really? So you don't sleep well when you drink, but is it because you drink too much, or if you just drink a little, you're fucked up no matter what?
I just, even just a little bit, I just, yeah. It takes me longer to fall asleep.
That used to be the case for me too. It's weird that it does that. I have to like stop at a certain point. If I drink past 8 p.m., I won't be able to sleep very well, but if I quit it early, then I'm fine.
But if I drink a lot, I pass out. But
yeah, it like cancels that part out.
Yeah.
As a single person without kids, my general rule these days is just like, even if you drink in bed by 12, you cannot stay up later than 12.
That's a good. Yeah. That's a good rule.
Yeah. Like if you stay up later than 12, that's like. You haven't get like in Dennis. I can empathize with you because like you have to wake up at like 6 or 5:30 because of the kids. But personally, like I have to wake up at like 8. So I'm like, all right, give yourself 8 hours to recover.
Yeah, weekends or weekends is their rules or weekends
it's
no rules.
Rule any general. No, that's like even on weekends. Well, unless
that's
Saturday,
really good because I know you're a night owl.
I
do
am.
Do you stick to that rule though?
Yes, I do. Except for when Saturday Night Live is on. So. This time
it's like 12:30.
Yeah, it's a little. That's a just a little treat, though.
Yeah, and I love Saturday Night Live.
Kevin, you were
okay.
I think I got a text from you at. Oh no, that
election night.
I know.
Election
I was gonna. Night. Okay, yeah, so what? He's gonna find an excuse for every single night. I was gonna start calling him out, but I was like, you know, we don't need to do that. We'll just let Kevin go.
Last night was a special occasion. It was.
Yeah.
Okay, so I have here two beverages. That are equivalent to your poppy, Dennis. I don't know how we want to do this. Should we turn it into a game, or should
well,
I?
It's
going to
be so obvious. Which one?
I just
which.
Wanted to know what the ingredients were on Dennis's pop.
Yeah.
That's all I wanted.
Let me
to
just
know.
Let,
start off by reading Dennis's poppy.
Okay, poppy.
You got that essay?
Yeah, poppy. You're my man, poppy. All right, sparkling water. Organic cane sugar. They're going to fit the word organic in here as much as possible. Organic cane sugar, organic agave inulin. I don't know what that is.
Already apple... sounds a little weird. I know agave is, it probably just sounds like sugars from the agave plant.
Yeah. Apple juice, organic apple cider vinegar. Kevin, you're right. Natural flavors. That sounds natural.
It's actually like the least natural thing, the fact that they have to force that in there.
Maybe they're just branded by a company called Natural Flavors, but they're not natural at all.
Citric acid, cranberry juice, stevia, lime juice, lemon juice, and it's cranberry poppy.
All right. That's good content. I have two beverages here sitting in front of me. They are both carbonated beverages of the same variety. I'm just going to read the ingredients of the first one, and I want you guys to guess what it is. All right. Ingredients. Water. Cold fermented cane sugar. Natural flavors. Caramel color. Phosphoric acid. Sodium citrate.
This one's Diet Coke.
Sucralose.
Mm. Or Coke Zero.
Tartaric acid. Acesula flame. Malted rice.
Malted rice. Ooh,
that's not many ingredients, though. And I didn't hear, like, it almost sounds like a root beer.
I think that malted rice is an important part of it that you need to think
about. That's what I'm thinking of, too. Malted rice.
Can you think of, like, malt liquor?
No, I can't think of that.
Okay. What I'm reading here is...
Okay. This is alcoholic.
Yes.
Oh, is it a
kombucha? No.
Kombucha.
This is a White Claw.
Very close, Dennis.
The other one.
Dennis, I'm giving you one guess. This isn't a game, but I'm giving you one guess.
It's the other
one. The brown, is it a twisted tea? No, you didn't say tea. I don't know.
Oh, no, it's the green. Oh, no, it won't be green. I would know if it was the hard green tea, because hard green tea is healthy. And it's really good only for green you. Tea. This is the other fucking one. Not White Claw.
You're not gonna get truly. It. You're not even close. Yeah, it's gonna that, truly. It's
that's
no,
not it.
But it's not truly.
No, it let me guess the other one. High Noon.
No. All right, stop just, guessing.
Just
you're
let
wrong.
Say it.
It is a Bud Light Seltzer hard cola flavored.
Oh damn. Oh, yeah, I was never gonna guess that.
Or hard soda. Yeah,
I'm surprised disgusting. How little ingredients there are in that.
It's just
it seems kind of healthy.
It's probably exactly the same as this Diet Coke I'm about to read. Okay, this is a Diet Coke can. We have carbonated water, caramel color, aspartame, phosphoric acid, potassium benzoate to protect taste. I love that they have to put that in parentheses. We're fighting for taste.
It's like a lawyer. Local lawyer.
It's so dumb. It says potassium benzoate parentheses. Man, I'm stuttering. To protect taste, natural flavors, citric acid, and caffeine. That's a Diet Coke.
Sounds amazing. And I know it is.
It is.
A lot great. Of acid.
Yeah.
A lot of acid. Yeah. Can't be good for you. All right. Well, speaking of beverages, I voted yesterday. Did you guys vote?
Yes.
Nah. Did you really not vote, Owen?
No, I voted.
Wow.
We'll say this. All three of us voted for three different candidates. One of us got it right. The other two got it wrong.
Oh, so it's like a quiz in your mind or like a game.
Yeah, but we just don't let people know who voted for who.
Send us a message. If you can guess who voted for who,
yeah,
you'll get
by the end of the pod.
We'll comment.
Oh, comment it. No. Comment in on our podcast who you think voted for who.
All right, well, Owen, tell me about your voting experience in Washington, Seattle.
I got my ballot in the mail, filled my ballot out.
Oh, you did.
Oh my god, those pamphlets, fuck those pamphlets. They are like how they explain what you're voting on. It is so ass backwards. They're like, this is, do you approve of this? But it says, do you approve of dismantling like something? It's like, do you approve getting rid of? The way that they word it,
yes,
makes you feel more confused by the end. It should be like, if you vote for this, you're voting that yes, this will happen. If you're voting no for this, this is what will happen.
That's purely
they don't
intentional.
Point it at, they don't. I know it's fucked up. I need it to be a little clearer because I'm not. I like to second guess myself. And I think that everyone's out to trick me. And that's why I did so bad in school. So I always thought that the tests were like, it can't be the obviously right answer. It has to be this one that sounds a little tricky. So I guessed that and I get it wrong. And that's how I felt. So I don't know who I voted for by the end or what I voted for, but I got it done. I filled them all in and then I dropped it off. Buddy goes to tutoring at the library. And they have a voter's box there, so I dropped it in there.
Okay, so you got something mailed to you, and then you submitted it at the library?
Yeah.
Oh, and you made sure to fill in all the ones you didn't want to vote for and leave the ones not filled in.
Yes, that's how I read those. Yeah, that was the rules. Okay. Fill in as many bubbles, leave the ones open. Yes.
Yeah.
And always write in something. If there's a blank line, it's not supposed to be blank. There's supposed to be something written in there.
Yeah. Your signature.
Yes. So I voted for myself.
Dennis, what was your voting experience like?
So I sat in the car for like 5 minutes. It was like right down the
street. Where are you parked?
Oh, it's at a VFW, which was kind of weird in itself. Right, like five minutes away from my house.
What's a VFW?
It's like basically a hall and like a bar that...
A veteran of foreign wars.
Oh, sick. Sick.
Yeah. It's like a club. Oh, there's one by me. Yeah. Yeah. They're everywhere.
There's one by me.
Yeah.
It's basically a club. You're right. It's just like somewhere to hang out if you are a veteran and or not a veteran.
But just imagine what a VFW, like walking in, what it smells like. Looks like it's from 1970.
Yeah.
Moldy.
Awesome. I like it.
There's a cool ass bar there that you're like, this would be kind of fun to hang out with. And some of these old.
See, I was going to say, there's got to be some, there's some charm about it that's like, okay, I get the appeal.
There's actually a great movie if you guys have never seen it, and I have a habit of doing this. Megan called me out on it. I recommend movies that I never even finish. But there's this great movie called VFW. It's a horror movie, and it's just like these people just like trying to, they're like in a VFW and just trying to protect it from monsters or gangsters.
Oh, that sounds great.
It's sick. You should watch it.
Yeah, I like the VFW too. You can go to them as long as you have a relative. You can join one as long as you have a relative that's served in the war or.
Whoa, how like my grandpa served in.
You can
World
join
War
it.
II. I'm able to join a VFW.
Yes. Yeah. So
they want the money. It's like any club. They want the money. They'll take any excuse.
And it's really cheap drinks. Like I know my father-in-law hangs out at one all the time. He was not in the army or in the military at all. But. Yeah, so this is where the voting was. So you walk in, smells like mold, like old cigarettes. It's kind of like a hall. They ask you, you give your driver's license, which everyone talks about no ID for voting, but they ask for your driver's license. That must be an Ohio thing.
I don't think they're allowed to, though. Or like they can, but they can't require to have it. So it's probably to deter people that actually don't have them. I didn't have to show mine whatsoever.
Oh, I think it's I think it goes by state because they like scanned it and everything. But
okay, so you were sitting in the car for how long outside this VFW?
For 5 minutes, trying to figure out who to vote for.
What were you listening to?
I think I was listening to this.
I'm just trying to picture this. It's kind of great. It's kind of a great start to a movie. Just like a guy just like contemplating
this is
everything.
A great start to I like this setting a lot. Listen I like this VFW. Dennis
to, like,
painted an amazing
truck or
yeah,
something.
He painted a great picture. I got what it smelled like in there. I could imagine what it looks like. I
it
could see
true.
The people in there.
It was weird too because the doors were wide open. It was a very windy day. And there's leaves everywhere inside, like scattered across the floor in this VFW. But no, I was sitting in the car listening to Dr. Laura. You ever hear of her? She's like a woman's therapist.
Yeah.
Some people call her. People call her with these crazy issues.
What like, are you listening to her on? Sirius XM?
Yeah, Triumph. Channel 113.
Oh, is that what it's called now? Okay,
Sirius XM.
All right.
XM Triumph.
Okay, so you painted a perfect picture for us. Now you walk in. What happens?
I get my ballot and... I go.
You didn't have to wait in line at all?
Not to get the ballot, to scan it, I did.
Okay.
And so I go to a booth, and there's a lot of names on there. A lot of names.
There are.
And I voted for my person.
For president? There's a lot of names for president? For
president? Yeah, there was like six
names.
There
was like six names for president.
Yeah.
Richard Duncan.
Richard Duncan. He was there. Yeah. Jill,
I had two. There's six. That's crazy.
There was
I think I only had two.
Republican, Democrat, Libertarian, the Green
Jill
Party.
Stein.
Yeah. Yeah, there was a few.
A few more.
And then I voted for like senator, and then I didn't know anyone else, so I left a lot of it blank.
Smart.
And then there was an issue. Issue one, Kevin, I have a question on this. Did you have that in? Okay, that's statewide.
Yeah, Jerry Seinfelding.
Yeah, gerrymandering. But did you notice?
Yeah.
Did you notice the signs around town or like around your city where vote no on issue one, stop gerrymandering. Vote yes on issue one, stop gerrymandering. They both said stop gerrymandering.
That's what I'm fucking telling you. This shit is so confusing. They're like, how can we get it as clear for the people that actually want to do it and as confusing for people that don't?
That's what I think.
Let's fuck them up.
No, so I can explain it in 2 seconds. The Republican Party created that campaign issue or whatever, and they worded it in a way that would trick people to vote no on it. But you're basically vote you wanted to, or at least the people that I'm associated with wanted to vote yes to stop gerrymandering. But Republicans want to create confusion there. That's my understanding of it.
Are you Democratic or Republican?
Someone's pro.
No comment.
Okay. But I did vote yes on that. Because all the issues I always vote yes on. That's my thing.
Yeah.
I like that.
I
treat it like, it's just like, yeah, you put the time to put this on here, yeah, might as well just give it a thumbs up.
That's how I did it the same way. For me, it was kind of like the tip thing at the end, like the prompt, like, you know, somebody worked really hard to do this, so I'm just gonna vote yes for extra taxes.
There was like three paragraphs trying to explain it on the ballot, and I'm like, I'm not reading this. I'm thinking about the signs.
Get out of this VFW. There's leaves everywhere flying. Yeah. My ballot's flying in the air. I gotta get out.
Yeah.
Can I talk? Go for it.
And then I had to stand in line to scan it, which was kind of weird because everyone's really quiet and like kind of hiding their ballot.
It was weird. Yeah.
Yeah. And then you go to scan and the guy's like looking at who you voted for. And the guy's like, who's that guy? Well, he didn't say that.
So how long of a process is all this? Like after the 5 minutes of waiting in the parking lot?
Wait, can I tell my story really quick?
I
want to
hear how quick he was in and out.
15 minutes. 15 minutes.
Total. Okay. All
right. So I had a very different experience than you both. So I first and foremost committed voter fraud.
Did you vote 10 times again?
No, not again. I found out on Friday that I was registered to my old address in downtown Cincinnati, where I'm not in downtown anymore. So Megan found that out and she's like, oh, you better make sure like you vote at this place downtown, the public library, because you are registered there, as opposed to like 10 minutes outside the city where it's very different. So when I went to the public library and like gave them my ID, I had to lie and say that my current address was 814 Main Street, downtown Cincinnati, even though it really isn't. So, you know, I could be arrested for that, maybe. But I don't think, you know, it's going to cause any issues.
It's pretty badass, Kevin.
I guess what could happen is you're voting for a different, like, House of Representatives.
For, like,
things that don't really apply to me.
Yeah.
Do you technically live in a different city than...
No, I still live in Cincinnati, so
okay.
I don't. I just like vote. I probably voted on like two things that just don't apply to me, so I don't think it's going to cause any issues. But if they do decide to audit me, they will find me on the news because while I was waiting in line, I was waiting in the public library line, and it took me about 35 minutes to get inside the building. I was just waiting in line like I was at Cedar Point. And about halfway through the line, they started filming that segment that I sent you guys where like a newscaster or a reporter was interviewing or talking about the election and then kind of like panning to me for B-roll. So that was exciting because I knew I was going to be on the news. But and
did you get
weird.
Out of line because you're on the footage? Did you get out of line to stand there and like
no,
be more
I
shown?
I actually took it as a compliment because like they waited until I was front and center to start filming. So it was almost like I was the most normal person. No, dude, if you saw the line for people in Cincinnati, it is not pretty. It was like there was, like I said, there's two trans people walking out the library, just voted, and like it was like a wild crew, and I think I was just like the most normal looking person in line, so they just waited.
Who had a joke after you told us that there's the two trans people?
Oh, Dennis, it was great.
What'd you say, Dennis?
You want me to say it on recording?
Yeah, I mean, it's funny. We're 20 minutes in.
The joke was they were walking in, and the person at the ballot's like, "It's okay, we got you. We know who you're going to vote for." Basically,
we'll take it from here.
We pre-fill this out for you. Just go put it in the machine.
Yeah.
That's good.
But so yeah, so that all happened. It took me like 30 minutes to get inside the building, and then when I got inside the building, it was a public library, and it was my first time being inside like the downtown Cincinnati public library, and I was just fascinated by the people using the computers there.
Oh yeah,
there was one white guy with dreads just sitting on a public computer watching rock and roll concerts and like drumming on his lap for like 10 minutes that I saw. And I texted Megan. I'm like, "Megan, there's a guy just watching rock concerts here at the public library." And then I was done with that. And then I looked across and there was an older black guy watching rap music videos on a computer.
Dude, you should have sat down and like pulled up like the Killers concert from 2008.
I'm just like, all right, this is what public libraries are for, just to like entertain. I couldn't believe it. Like, and then I just kept paying attention to everybody's computers. There was one kid playing Minecraft. There was another person watching like crazy political news, and it's just fascinating. If you're going to a library,
that should be a YouTube channel, because I would watch that all day. It's just like. A live stream of people that actually use the computer at a public library. And the older the person is, the more interested I'm in it and what they're looking at. Because there's probably a lot of fucking weirdos that go there.
Oh,
and watch,
totally.
Like, porn and shit.
I'm sure there's so much porn. And it's funny. Like, we probably could create that channel on government money, because it's like, hey, we're just trying to show you like how the public uses our government money. And it's just chaos. But yeah, that's about it for me. I've committed voter fraud. My person did as good as they could. Let's just say that.
Well, you guys told me you voted, but I didn't see any proof. I didn't see you guys do any Instagram posts with stickers. So
did you see a lot of that? I didn't see any of it.
Dude, I get it that you feel like it was something important. You got vibes are high that you want to just show like, I did my thing. I voted. But the amount of people that are just posting those stupid stickers and posing in the dumbest ways, trying to make it like pop on Instagram, were driving me fucking insane. Someone had it like in their teeth, taking a picture of it. I'm like, this is so funny. And then Fiona Apple. Do you know who Fiona Apple is?
Yeah.
She has it just on her eye. Like it's an eye patch that she voted. She's like, how can I be so crazy and different to show people that I care and I voted.
Yeah, where did she vote? LA, where it doesn't even matter.
So stupid. This shit is, it just annoyed the hell out. I hate that. I want to bring, like, cool way to do it is to, like, find someone and pretend to pat them on the back, but you really put the sticker on the back of their head.
Good call.
Yeah, that's what I would have done. If I got a sticker, that's what I would have done.
What was the classic joke there? Like a kick me? You put like a kick me sign on their back? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You didn't get a sticker in the mail?
I think I did get one. But
that's just so lame to like be like, I'm saving this sticker for 2 weeks and I'm going to put it on when other people voted.
Yeah. Some girl on Instagram posted on the way to cancel out my dad and brother's votes, but she's already wearing a sticker that says I voted.
That's pretty clever though. I like that.
No, she said she's on her way to do it. It's like, no, you said you already voted. Your sticker says you voted.
This girl lied on
Instagram. Yes, she lied.
Oh my God.
She has too many likes. More likes on things that we get. So that's what really makes me mad. 3,807 likes, 1,822 comments. I mean, not as good as our best video, which is
almost. Wait, we have a lot more likes than that.
I know, but like this is more than our average.
But at the end of the day, like, get rid of those voting stickers and just, you know how like anytime you walk into an event nowadays, they have some like prop that you're supposed to take a picture in front of, like whether it's like some like banner or something, or like some statue, like they just need that there. They can see.
Yeah. Like a cardboard cutout of Donald Trump or
something. Yeah. Just you take your picture in front of that. You show that you're there. You check that box.
Or the 360 camera going.
How cool would it be? You go to the VFW and then after. Yeah. When they zoom in.
Yeah.
Wait, Owen, describe what you're doing exactly.
The people that do those 360 cameras where it's going around them and then they just do like dancing with the peace signs.
Or just the peace. All right, Dennis, what were you saying?
I was going to say, how cool would it be after you vote and they're like, we're having a little after party at the VFW open bar and it's all the regulars there and you go there, have a few drinks, sit there for a little bit.
What were you trying to, you were just trying to show me something there? Were you just trying to show me something?
No, my
there?
Arms rested on this thing and I was holding my drink up so I could drink it. Damn, it's actually resting on a box of Cards Against Humanity, which I've played one time since I've owned it.
What a game. Man, that game really fell off. No one plays that game anymore.
I don't really play it's any not games, crazy I feel enough. Like.
It's because social media got rid of all the crazy stuff.
Yeah.
You know? Nothing's crazy anymore.
I was telling Owen I'm resting my arm on this box. Cards Against Humanity. I've played. We bought like 10 years ago. I think I've played it once.
I always sucked at that game. I always tried too hard.
Let me pull it out.
It's hard not to. Ready? Though. And it pisses you off when some shit just like it's like this, that wasn't funny at all. You know?
This
and
one
it beats
it,
you.
This one is funny, Owen. You will laugh.
So just, okay. So we're not playing the game. Dennis is just gonna read the card. Okay.
Yeah.
Got it.
All right. Yeah.
Queefing.
That is kind of funny.
The way you said it actually made me laugh.
All right, so we all voted. Speaking of queefing, we all.
Oh,
voted.
I forgot to say my one thing. I was going to say POV.
Oh, proof of voting.
Proof of voting, but
is that the sticker
scratch
thing?
Scratch that. Yeah, that's the sticker. POV. Yeah,
you mentioned it that. Wasn't.
I know, but I didn't. I didn't call it out as POV, which would have thrown people off.
He was trying to make something happen, like calling it POV. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Branded.
But, so I'm laughing, or I was laughing while I was in the bathroom because I was thinking about the election coverage, and I was wondering, like, did you guys obviously watch the election coverage, right?
Yeah.
On various channels, and you like would see like the election parties or like gatherings, and I was wondering, like, are they drinking at these events?
I thought that too. I was like, how do you have because. If they're not serving alcohol in there and you have to pregame, that's a long party.
That's a long time.
I'd be
carrying that pregame. Yeah.
Yeah. I'd be like an hour or two in. I'd be like, fuck, dude. Are they going to come out and tell us who won or am I going to go home?
I like you assuming that basically everyone there needs to have like some alcohol in them. You know,
I could not imagine doing that without alcohol.
I would never party.
Yeah. That would have been insane.
Yeah.
Just like sitting there, like, what are you even watching? Like, you're just
like a high school assembly.
Yeah. It would be exactly like a high school assembly. Like, yeah. I would have met, but like, I kept looking and they, like, nobody had like a clear alcoholic beverage. It was always like clear liquids.
I really don't think that they did have alcohol there because you'd have people that would be getting, you know, could be getting unruly.
Yeah. It would start.
You don't want that. You don't want those vibes at your rally.
Especially like when you're on like national television and like you just won and it's like, hey, here's the pace for the country. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But I do have to imagine people are drinking though. Maybe like maybe there's like a hidden bar somewhere.
Yeah, they're just all on fentanyl.
What?
Yeah, that'll do it.
When you guys were watching the coverage and they have like the fancy map out, the whole time were you just thinking smart board from like
That's all I think about. I always think about how upgraded they are, like how much better they are
now.
I'm like,
damn, that smart board's sick.
No, I didn't think that, but I did. I think, Dennis, you had the joke that was like, just imagine like an old person trying to do that. And I thought that was so funny. Like, I was trying to imagine my dad just like accidentally logging himself out while tapping that screen and like, oh, crap. How do I reset my password?
Dennis just did this way with us.
Yeah, I was just saying, whenever you give an old person a phone, they're always trying to zoom in.
They're taking their two fingers and trying to zoom in.
It's like you're showing them a text message.
What the fuck are you zooming in on? Like, you can't zoom in here.
Yeah. And they like accidentally like a text or something.
No, I always joke around with when I watch my dad use a computer, he's afraid to click anything because he thinks it's going to like blow up. So I'm trying to imagine like that guy, like on the 2023. Yeah. Like he's just so afraid to click because he thinks like every click is going to delete like all the files. But I always explain to him, I say, like, listen, the one thing about the internet is you can't delete anything.
Yeah,
like, it's very true.
It's stuck forever, I promise.
Very
you.
True. Yeah, that one interview that he did on Pick Freaks, that's yeah. not going away.
No, everything is can't delete live that. Forever.
Is your dad pretty good with computers otherwise? I feel like he has to work with them, doesn't
he? He's not bad, but yeah. he's just so timid when it comes to him. Like, I'm just sure. like, just click everything until it works. And they're so afraid to click anything.
For some reason,
that's a wild move, though. I can't get behind that. Click on everything until it works. I'd be, if he did that on our screen, look at all these buttons we got.
I do it all the time. I click okay. until it works.
For some reason, though, like I feel like old people on computers, like they'll reboot their computer every day, like turn it off and turn it on. I don't turn my computer off for like 3 weeks. But for
that's why you're blurry right now. I rebooted my computer.
He's been blurry.
I reboot my computer before every record.
All right. I'll just stop talking.
No, mine only reboots when it dies. That's my biggest. Or like, this is an old company computer, so it'll tell me that my company requires it to reboot. So it just automatically.
I think my internet is just bad.
Let me ask you guys a question. No, you're fine, Dennis. You're fine. It's a little blurry, but it's not.
He's not. I mean, he's not fine. I wasn't going to bring it up two pods in a row, though.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
I don't know why
I'm looking
fine.
Around like I want to see if the internet
yeah it's like
it looking good over there.
It's like he's looking for like an internet thief, like some guy's just
a big like vacuum
some guy holding an antenna and he's holding an antenna.
I pictured a guy with like a bag and he's like scooping it into his bag just trying to get all the internet
he's scooping the internet in.
Yeah, he's got like a mask on. All right, but no, I want. What was your highlight of watching the election, the United States election coverage? I don't have anything that comes to mind. Dennis, do you have anything?
I just enjoy when they go through the maps and all the details of it. I love that, and I like when they start to. I was watching mostly CNN, which is very left leaning, and I like when they start to notice that their candidate is like not doing well, and they try to justify
it. Dude. They called it like 30 minutes in. Trump was up, and normally I think that happens, but like Trump was up like 80, and they were just like trying to like find their way to like ease into it the entire broadcast.
Yeah.
I enjoyed that flipping to, I was doing Fox, MSNBC, and CNN, and they all like once they realized Trump was about to win, they just started bashing him. And, and CNN, there was a point when I saw a video when they're calling Georgia, like it was mathematically impossible for her to win, and they just couldn't let it go. They're like clicking on every little region and be like, well, if she gets 100,000 votes, that's all of them, she still can't win, but
it could shift. Yeah,
and
it was wild.
And I would have enjoyed that even if it was the opposite. Like Trump.
Yeah, no,
losing.
I think it's fun to see people just start kind of losing it. And yeah, because like, this is their Super Bowl. They're up all night. They prep for months. They know that computer, the smart board computer in and out, the guys that are handling it. They know all the counties. And just for that to go all the shit when they thought that it was going to go different ways, kind of it's fun to see a disaster. It's like a train wreck.
I did love the way they would like just focus in on counties and be like, and Steve Kornacki kept. He was almost a little bit unhinged because he kept going like, all right, we're in North Carolina. We're in DeKalb County. This is a large black community. They are voting. Like, he just kept dropping races. It was kind of wild to, like, hear.
A lot
like,
of blacks here. These are all the Latinos.
Exactly, He was basically doing that. He's like, oh,
let's go to Latino town.
All right, now I'm zooming in on Jewville. Right? Jewville is voting. It was wild. Like,
whoa, this is crazy. We were not expecting this from Jewville.
We were not expecting this many Hispanics in Jewville, but we have a lot. They were using those terms. Pretty,
that is true. They just kind of
willy nilly.
The town has a couple like Latino people, and they're like Latinoville, right? Here it is. Yeah. There's three of them here.
It's true. Somebody play Low Rider.
I will say one thing that they need to change about these. They need some dramatic background music during this, because when it's just quiet, no background, and them talking, it's gloom. I need some more. I need more stimulus, more interaction. Because I don't know what the vibes are supposed to be. I don't know how I'm supposed to be feeling.
They need to tell us like what's happening. Like,
is this good? Is this bad for you guys? Like, I need a little bit.
So my other note on watching the election coverage, I too was like swapping around CNN, MSNBC, and I did spend a pretty good amount of time on Fox News. And I have a normal TV now, like a normal flat screen.
Nice.
Yeah, we're doing all right. 60 inches or something. But the footage was so stretched, and this is for Dennis specifically, like it was like insanely stretched. Do you know what I'm saying? Like,
it was almost
like they intended the broadcast to be on like a box TV for old people, like a classic box TV.
Did you have it on the right channel?
That was on there too. Mine looked very normal. It looked the same as all the others. So mine didn't look.
What were you streaming it through? Like YouTube TV or something?
Oh, Kevin's turning into his dad. Kevin just clicked on a bunch of things when he got to that channel until it worked.
I was watching it on a jailboxed Roku. That I bought at the 7-Eleven. The guy said I get thousands of channels, so it's just nice. Pretty much.
Just imagine.
No, but mine, your guys' this wasn't stretched at all.
No,
mine was
no problem.
No.
Oh, weird.
I didn't watch Fox
News. All they fucking talked about the whole time was Florida. They kept going back to Florida, even after they called Florida. I was like, move on.
That's where all the viewers are, man.
I didn't give a fuck. I was like, I want to know about Georgia. I want to know about Pennsylvania. Georgia? All I cared about was Pennsylvania. And it's like they took so long to get to Pennsylvania.
Georgia.
I think I'm really delayed.
Election talk.
Descale it.
I'll give Owen a second to prep on the next topic that he chose.
Matthew
Stewart.
At first, when I submitted that, I didn't even notice it until I was like looking at text. I was like, wait, I said Matthew Stewart. They're probably like, who the fuck is Matthew Stewart?
I didn't think that at the time, but I did grab all the topics before we recorded, and I was like, who the fuck is Matthew Stewart? And I wrote it on my little notepad, and I was looking him up. I'm like, why does he want to talk about this person?
Oh yeah, who came up? Who is I was meant to check who actually Matthew Stewart might be.
Let's see.
An American philosopher and author that wrote Nature's what does it say? Nature's God.
Are you seeing that picture of him where he's blue?
Well, that's interesting. It says the heretical origins of the American Republic. So it wouldn't have been that far out of left field if that's actually what I was going to pick. But I don't want to talk about Matthew Stewart.
Oh, Dennis, Matthew you look Stewart. So much better. But why is Matthew Stewart like blue? Why does he have a blue tint to him?
So he was a big part of that one song.
Like the Blue Man Group is like loosely based off of him. Yes,
of course.
All right, well, we're not talking, Dennis, you're crystal clear again. Yeah. We're not talking about Matthew Stewart, we're talking about Martha Stewart, and I don't know why she's relevant, but Owen,
she's relevant because there's a popular documentary of her out now on Netflix that is very popping on TikTok.
Really?
Oh, really? Yeah.
I put it on just Sarah fell asleep and I was like, I'll just throw this on. And as soon as it started, I was like, this is so fucking good. It is a really good just documentary into Martha Stewart's life. And were your parents, well, mostly, I guess your moms, were they into Martha Stewart?
I don't think so. No.
Maybe like I remember my mom buying some items that she sold. I don't know if it was like, oh, actually, I have Martha Stewart. Cushions outside, couch cushions.
There you go. See, I was gonna say, I feel like Sandy would have been a big Martha Stewart.
Yeah, like she's bought that stuff from them. I don't know if she watched the show though.
Gotcha. Well, Martha Stewart was like the original influencer.
I never thought about that.
If you watch,
almost
the,
like
if
an
you,
Oprah,
dude. Kinda. If you watch the documentary, you're like, holy shit, she would have crushed on Instagram if she was like an influencer. I mean, she did it before there even was a platform for it. She basically invented it. But very interesting life. And I like that she is like a hater. So she's got very specific point of views on things. And I don't know. Oh, wow. I thought that was really interesting. But
yeah, I'm fascinated by this. So it's just like a, it's just like about her life. It's not like a true crime story, like about her like tax fraud or something.
No, she got, they go into that. So they do like from the start of like how she got started, like who she married, divorced, but then goes into her fraud, like her whole trajectory of life and like why that that case was like a witch hunt and it kind of screwed everything up for her. And things would be a lot different if, say, if Martha were to keep going on the same trajectory before she went to jail.
Can I ask an important question?
Yeah.
When she was young, was she hot? Was
she's pretty lady.
I'm looking at pictures right now. She's kind of hot when she was young.
She looks nothing like she does now. So it's very weird. You're old. Like, wow, that looks nothing. Yeah, I know. She's always been old. So she looks nothing like she used to. But she's 83. So that makes sense. That.
But even when she was like 55, she looked 83. Like she just like became timeless at some point.
Yeah, it's after she cut her hair short. When she cut her hair short, it was game over. And that was the early 2000s, right before she went to jail.
But it, when
so,
you think
that's kind of like when we would have remembered Martha Stewart. Mm-hmm.
But when you think about it from that perspective, like it makes so much more sense that like she was just a modern or like an old time influencer.
Yeah.
So like she's not going to be ugly if she's like an old time influencer.
She's cold. She like the one there's some reporter that wrote horrible things on her. She said is a smug lady at New York Times wrote horrible things about me. She's dead, thank God. No one has to hear about her anymore.
Oh, jeez.
Like Donald Trump.
The very similar, like, both New York, like, grew up in New York, so they might be a little bit tougher skin.
Yeah.
And then she said that the DOJ should have been put in a cuisine art and turned on high at one point. Shit. She, like, says stuff where she, like, has no remorse. You could tell that she's, like, pretty, like, cold. Like, if you have feelings and you hurt him, she's like, I really don't care.
Completely jaded.
Yeah.
Did she go for insider trading to jail?
So they feel like it was insider trading, but it sounds like the DOJ just had it out for her because she, I don't know if it's DOJ or who it was, someone with the FBI.
What do you think DOJ stands for?
Department of Justice.
You got it. Go for it. Sorry.
So there's someone with the FBI that had it out for her and just wanted to take her down because she was a big name and they didn't want to be wrong is what it sounded like. So they were kind of grasping at straws and finally let something land. So sounds like it was bullshit, but who knows?
Sounds like a very Martha Stewart produced documentary. I feel like
it's because they call her out on some stuff where she says something about her husband cheated on her and she's like, you know, your husband cheats on you, get out of it. He's a piece of trash. And they're like, well, didn't you cheat on him too? And she's like, well, that didn't count. Like that wasn't real. And he didn't know about that. And he's like, they're like, no, he did. She's like, oh, okay.
Sounds produced by her, but like she
was in it though.
Yeah. She was speaking as of like an 83-year-old. Being interviewed and like walking
like, as an 83-year-old,
you're 83 years old. How does it feel?
And they like brought out a birthday cake. They're like, happy birthday.
And she's like, that cake looks like a piece of shit. I'm not
she's actually
touching.
Only 81. And the guy's like, you're an 83-year-old in this documentary, young lady.
It's coming out in 2 years, bitch. So.
All right, well, let me transition it really quickly, but I just
want to... It's good, though. I definitely recommend it. Give it a watch. I think you guys will enjoy it.
It's so weird how these days, like, you can't think Martha Stewart without thinking Snoop Dogg.
I know, right? That is weird.
They go into that, too.
Do they go into that? Can you explain it to me quickly?
Have they fucked?
They talk about their sexual escapades together.
Oh, wow.
So it was during the roast. So her comeback was the roast of Justin Bieber.
Oh.
She was at it and she was like the star of the roast and she sat next to Snoop Dogg. And from there they like connected and they said that they have same ideas and had a show together, which I had no clue. They had a show together for a while. And so they just have been friends. And since then, she's like gotten better. And then she went on this swimsuit. She was the cover swimsuit, Sports Illustrated swimsuit edition. and now is on Instagram and has like a large following. So she's kind of back at 83 years old.
Because, yeah, they kind of have the same career trajectory, like where they're just in, like Snoop Dogg is in every other commercial now.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
So annoying. Mm-hmm. I fucking hate that guy. I will put it on record. I fucking hate that guy. He was supposed to be a gangster, and now he's just like,
dude, you gotta sell out though. At some
point, face of capitalism. It's so embarrassing.
I think it's great. I mean, dude, what would you do?
That's no. Imagine what a great story. This guy that was a criminal, part of the Crips, and then found his way out of that criminal life to do something right while still like keeping street cred. Like,
that's
he
true.
Won, dude.
That's true. He won.
He yeah. just remember, having white people pay him so much money to true. Do bullshit. He was at the Olympics as like our mascot for the whole time, and he's getting paid millions of dollars just to be there.
And he's still doing the same shtick. Oh my god, like Michael Phelps for Shizzle. Like
that is literally, yeah. He doesn't even have to change anything. He's just doing the same thing you've been doing for 30 years. We don't give a fuck. Here's $1 million.
And they're like, we don't care what Olympics you reference. You could still talk about Michael Phelps. Like you can do whatever you want.
Do you remember like a year ago when he tweeted like, I quit smoke?
Oh,
everyone's
yeah.
like, oh my god, Snoop's not smoking anymore. He's not. I got texts from my dad, my grandma.
Everybody
Snoop's
quit.
Not smoking anymore. And then like 3 days later, he's like, smokeless fire pits. That's what he was representing.
Yeah, that's what it was. I thought it was a gummy. I forgot it was the solo stove fire pits. Don't have smoke. That's too good.
He tricked everyone, though.
He did. All right, Dennis, tell us about your experience at the Cavs game.
Yeah, so I went Cavs game, which I haven't gone to in like 2 years. I used to go all the time, and it was the Lakers versus the Cavs.
Oh,
and
that's
so
a big deal.
Bronny James was there with LeBron.
Yeah, he's on the team. He should be there.
Yeah, yeah. So I would say half the people there were like Lakers fans or just LeBron fans in general.
Even in Cleveland, really?
Maybe not half. I would say a fourth of the. It was sold out game. It was a Wednesday night,
and there was like a fourth people wearing like purple yellow.
Not either wearing like a LeBron jersey or purple yellow. Yeah, LeBron jersey or purple yellow.
God damn it! I hate myself for saying that. Gold and purple. What are you?
Dude, just I don't know. Just not purple, yellow.
Purple, yellow, purple, yellow, purple. Okay, go ahead.
But so I got there. I sat in my seats. There was this couple in front of me who smelled absolutely horrible, and I could see the guy's butt crack the whole time.
Were they thin?
No, the guy was so fat.
which county were they from? Zoom in on the map.
I think Lorraine. Yeah. I think Lorraine yeah. County.
Let me good zoom guy. In on the crack. That looks like Lorraine. That's a Lorraine crack. Oh, and I never gave you credit. That intro song you picked was amazing. I love
I'm
it.
I'm glad you liked it because yeah. I there was a lot of thought that was trying to go into this. Like, I know Kevin needed to be upbeat, so I was really trying not to hit before you even told me that.
No, perfect.
Like, it needs to be same vibes.
Perfect
so
intro
like, this
song.
Is be a
love
good
it.
One. Good.
All right. Well, I don't know if Dennis is ever coming back, but
okay, I'm
talking
back.
About his experience at a Cavs.
Okay,
game.
Yeah. So this this smelly guy was in front of me, and then his buddy was like a few rows behind me, and he'd always walk by like.
For the record, you can smell this guy in a stadium of 20,000 people.
I actually didn't smell him, but Lisa smelled him right away, and then.
Oh yeah.
I eventually kind of smelled a little. It was like smelled like cheese. But not like good cheese, like
ew.
Old cheese.
Yeah. No, I get you. You don't need
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I got you. Yeah. The old nacho cheese.
Cheese is enough.
But his buddy was like two seats behind me and would always walk by and be like, hey, you want something? I'll get you some ice cream. And the guy's like, no. And he's like, hey, you want something? I'll get you a pretzel. No. And then the guy would go and get it himself. Like, go get the food himself. I think he liked to turn down the food, but he would go get it. But the Cavs smoked the Lakers. We were up like 20 points.
Hell
yeah,
yeah.
Man. And I'm not quitting that smoke. We were up like 20 points. And
I love those Cavs, man.
Yeah, baby. First time me.
I was trying to get on it in on this for a second, but I was like, "Nah, you're gonna
No, you just, it's easy. Just say, "Yo, those Cavs, man, so good."
I can't.
Dennis, give me one.
I literally can't.
Give me one.
Stay fucking butt fuck their boys.
Oh, see, this is where I'd be.
Yeah. Amen, brother. Go ahead.
So the Cavs were up by a lot, and about the fourth quarter, people started chanting Bronny, Bronny, because they were up by so much. And Bronny hasn't played since he's never scored a point and hasn't played since like the opening game. And so I'm like, the Lakers coach is JJ Redick. Yeah.
Yeah.
Who's a former player. And I'm like, he's not going to just put him in because people are chanting. And then like 30 seconds later, they put him in, and it was the loudest cheers of the night when they put him in. And so he's in for a few minutes, and he scored his first NBA point ever in Cleveland. And LeBron acted all like nonchalant about it, like not that impressed.
Was it louder or quieter than when you scored your point in eighth grade basketball?
It felt like a very similar scenario, like very manufactured, like all there just to appease like my daddy or something.
So they played the Shaq. They put in Bronny and they played the Shaq pass.
Yeah, they did. And he scored. And LeBron was like, whatever, basically. Look, that's what he looked like.
Because he had to pretend like he wasn't like, I mean, he's not an NBA player.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Dennis, it's like you forget, though, that the NBA isn't rigged. Like, you forgot that it's rigged, of course, and they're all about money. So if you got a whole stadium cheering for Bronny James,
yeah,
they're going to put
him in. And it's almost like he hasn't played since the first game, and the first game back he plays is in Cleveland, and he scores this.
They want the money. That screams money. They got people to come out. They have to give him a show. So
yeah.
They're going to want him to come back next time if he comes in.
Yeah.
But is it just one bat? What was it? A layup?
Yes.
Dunk?
No, it wasn't a layup. It was, Like, yes. No.
You said yes so confidently.
It was a three-pointer, or it was a long two.
Holy shit.
Wait, and I forgot to tell you guys, at halftime, this is the most exciting part, because we were talking about jock jams, and at halftime, I recorded this, so I'll send this to you guys. This guy sang, the guy that sings this song.
Or we can hear it.
Yeah, we can
this
hear it.
This is
yeah.
how we do it. That song.
Dennis is delayed again.
You're a little bit delayed, but you're fine. The Montel Williams was there.
Yes, he sang "This Is How We Do It."
Did the crowd go nuts?
Not really. He was trying to get everyone to stand up. And everyone's just sitting down. I'm like, I'm not standing for
Dennis's
this.
Reaction to that. You sounded so disappointed that he didn't get everyone. Not really. It was sad.
It is sad.
No matter how hard you try in life.
That guy's singing
like that guy had a fucking hit.
That guy's singing that song nonstop every day, probably. And he's trying to get people
that's his
involved.
Job now.
Yeah. So that was exciting.
So upsetting. All right. Well, I was, before we logged on, I am a degenerate gambler now, as I'll get into to end this pod. But I bet on the Cavs tonight, and I was watching the local broadcast from, I think they're playing, New Orleans. So just for the record, like, I am almost addicted to watching these, it's called crack streams. Have you heard of this?
Yes.
That's a great name for this.
Yeah.
these streams. You ever try to cast them on your TV and like it opens up another video and you have kids?
No, I would never
kids
do it on
in a
TV.
Room
yeah,
and you're like, oh, fuck. Close out.
Okay. So Crack Streams is where I illegally watch sports, and it's this website. And every time you click it, they have like this like hidden layer. So like if you want to adjust like the volume, it makes you click onto this webcam girl who's 100% naked.
Yeah.
She's like naked and just like telling you to like subscribe to her page.
Yeah.
Oh, damn.
I tried to cast a thing and Lisa was in the room and like I had to like explain this all to her. And I'm like, do you actually think I'm just like you're sitting next to me. I'm like, I'm gonna pull up this.
No, no, Lisa, it's fine. We can we're gonna watch, but we just have to watch a little bit of porn. Yeah. Just
like I got bored for that 1 second. I'm like, I'm just gonna pull up this porn instead. Instead of this.
No, we just gotta watch 30 seconds of porn so we can watch the Cavs tonight.
Yeah, it's our own. It's our own app.
And keep in mind, God. I'm doing this on my work computer.
Oh God. Dude, that would be the funniest skit. Like, you have your whole family over for, like, the fight. And you're like, all right, Super we're all Bowl. Going to this. Yeah, yeah. You're like, all right, I don't have cable, but I got this on Crack Streams. And then I was just like, all right, guys, we just have to watch a little bit of porn. So I'm like,
Grandma, we just have to watch a little bit of porn.
It's how they pay for the servers.
Grandma, no, we have to pay $1 for her to rub herself.
I can't hear it. Could someone turn it up? No. If we have to turn it up, I gotta watch 15 seconds of a topless girl.
That is a good SNL sketch. All right, back to reality. So I was watching Crack Streams before we started recording, and I was watching the local New Orleans versus Cavs broadcast, and it's amazing. Because I was watching 10 like minutes before tip-off, and they were just showing local New Orleans just like hanging out in the crowd, like eating pretzels, just like fighting with their girlfriend.
I love that.
It was amazing. It was so real. But my highlight was before the game started, they did a promotion. Dennis, you know how when you're at like a Cavs game, they do like these stupid like, hey, everybody gather around. The Cavs are going to...
Yeah.
Do a half court shot. But it was a grill promotion. So they had this girl trying to basically throw bean bags into a grill like it was cornhole. It was so fucking awkward.
Did she win it?
No, she didn't. She came up short. It was so unfortunate.
You said grill promotion and then you said girl. And I'm like, did he mean girl promotion? But you were describing two different things.
Yeah. In my mind, they're very similar. Owen, have you heard about my bet? My big bet that I won.
It's big bet.
You won a big bet?
I won like a lot of money.
Over 1,000?
Very close.
All right, let me explain it to you.
This isn't a big bet then.
No.
Yeah, it's amazing. Let me hear this bet. I'm excited.
We don't have a lot of time, but I want to explain it to you quickly. So I bet on DraftKings King of the Court, which basically I bet on one player to have over 20 points. And they were doing this promotion where if you bet on a specific player to do anything, you're eligible for a pot of $1 million of bonus bets. So I bet on this player, Karl-Anthony Towns, the day before my birthday to score 20 plus points. He ended up scoring 44 and 10 rebounds and ended
Holy
up having
shit, what a game.
He ended up having the most points, rebounds, and assist of the night. So I won a $975 bonus bet on this $1 bet that I made.
Whoa. Yeah. That is a big win.
That is
you gotta explain
win.
What a bonus
you
bet
get
is.
To cash that out though? Can you
no,
get cash?
No, so here's where it gets tricky. You can't cash it out. You have to bet it to make it liquid.
And you can't
so
split it up.
So what would you do in
you
that
can't
situation?
Split up the bet. So it's yeah, one
so
bet.
So all you have to do is a really safe bet, right?
No,
your
no.
safest lock? Like, no. Does it have to be? It has to be specific bets?
Wish it was that simple. I went through all of this in my head. So like I could like so I basically in my mind I have $975 bet I have to make in order to make this cash liquid.
And if you really hit it, you're gonna make more than 975, right? It's not you get the 975, you get whatever that nine.
No.
So it's whatever
what
you
fuck
win
is this? This
no,
is
minus
this.
It's whatever you win minus the $975. So like the safer the bet, the less you win. So like if I were to just be like, oh, okay, so I'm betting LeBron to beat this little girl in basketball, I would only win $10.
Okay, so how do you get?
So the thing is,
so you
okay. How do you get $975 into your pocket?
You would have to do a bet.
Is that
that's
possible?
Like 50-50 chance where you would double your money.
Mm-hmm. Kevin, it's how, you could go big or go home. I think
Well, I already did it. So.
Oh shit! Okay, did it? Already did it? But is no, the game happened yet or no?
But you know what I'm. But you know what Dennis is saying. Like, so you can't just like.
I get it. I get it. Yeah, 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 yeah. I get it.
So I had to figure out how to get this cash liquid. And so what I did was I bet on the University of Buffalo versus the University of Akron football game.
Big game.
I heard about this game. Yeah. Yeah, my tenants went to this game.
Really?
No. They may have. I don't know. But
probably
that's
did.
Why LeBron no, and no. Bronny were in town to go to that game.
Yeah. I watched it. There was nobody there. It was so sad. But it was a 50-50 game. So I was just like, all right, I'm going to bet. Actually, Drew, the listener, had a very reasonable take
good
on this.
Job,
he's
Drew.
Like,
good
shout
job.
Out to Drew, helping me out at work a lot right now, by the way. So
we're all using Drew. So,
big ups to Drew.
Drew, we're so in on you right now, dude. So what I ended up doing was I bet on the University of Buffalo to win straight up. So like if they win, I would win $975 or whatever. But then Drew convinced me to hedge. So I also bet 200 of my own personal cash on the University of Akron to keep it within 3 points or okay. 3.5 points. So therefore, if Buffalo won by three, I would win it all.
You'd win the 975.
That's
plus
a nice. That
200.
Was a good. That was a great move, Drew.
Drew, the listener, knows his shit.
Yeah, because then even if you lost your $975 bet, you would have won your real bet, right? Or as long as they kept it within.
It was yeah, yeah. So it was yeah. Basically a three-tiered scenario. I either win $650, I win $1,000, or I win $100. I bet 200 on Akron, so. It ended up working out. I watched that University of Buffalo game, at least half of it, before I took a nap, and I won $650.
You won $650?
That is, it was so fucking boring.
I guess when they're up by enough.
Yeah, it's just like it's like watching a high school game.
Yeah.
These Mac games are so embarrassing.
Is that what people say? Yeah, I think it's like a joke, though.
Yeah, but it's just bullshit. Yeah, yeah, it's to get people to pretend to be excited about it because everyone's a gambling degenerate like Kevin. Yeah. Gambling on these games and notes.
On, at the end of the day, my DraftKings account is in the blue or red or it's
green.
In the
well, we got some videos to promote on our TikTok, so
yeah, that's my new gambling TikTok.
Did you remember when we did that one game where we tried to turn $10 into something? Too bad that you didn't make this bet back then.
Oh,
that
yeah,
would
no,
that would sings. Those are turns. Yeah. I mean, I did win with the football, if you guys remember. So we make our most money on sports, no matter what.
I think sports.
We get
kind
all
of
our views
butter,
yeah. at our yeah. sports. We make money on.
Did we mention the Yankees
betting.
This podcast? Oh, yeah, these dude, Yankees players look I've, weird. That,
those guys need a those guys need a beard.
No, I'm thinking about shaving, but I can't do a straight razor though. You
I
know?
Ain't shaving. Right,
not like the Yankees players.
All right, we have 3 minutes left, and I have one big announcement. I am running the LA Marathon. I signed up.
Oh, nice.
So, George, I apologize. I am going to
when
be talking
it?
About it's March 15th or something like that.
We got
so,
a playlist we got to put together.
Yeah. No, we're going to do, yeah, we got to do something big because I need to lose 20 pounds. Well, so.
Last time you were doing this, wasn't Dennis getting into running a little bit, trying to keep up with your training?
I ran a half marathon with Kevin.
Oh, yeah.
Forgot about that?
You ran that? That? You ran that?
Yeah, I ran it.
Didn't you hurt yourself or something?
No, it just took me a while.
Oh, sorry. I forgot. It's honestly so forgettable.
I know.
It was. I forgot about it, too.
You know what's crazy? I've only ran one time since then.
Really?
Yeah, I honestly haven't ran since July 2023, and I used to run all the time.
Wow.
Oh, my God. I've been running so much. It makes me feel better than any drug, any alcohol.
Quit Zen right now.
Start running. Run instead of putting it in. It's better.
Bonjour, je suis le grand musée.
Je suis la jeune fille.
What is this for, like, in the middle of it?
Yeah, in the middle, we're just going to put it in there like, hey, thanks for listening. Don't forget.
We're not talking like that.
Okay.
I refuse to make it sound like a commercial. Yeah. You just got to tell everyone that they need to follow us on social media at PicFreaks on TikTok and Instagram, and to give us 5-star rating. You can roast us, but don't give us less than 5 stars.
Yeah.
That's all we have to say.
So just say that.
Is there
Kevin, any, go.
Yeah, if you're language, you're listening,
just cut what I said and put it on there. Method. Who cares?
Muzzy now comes with 4 videos, 2 audios, a script book, parents guide, a new exciting CD-ROM, plus this free bonus with your paid order.